On this day, 8 September 1921, peace under threat at Inverness, Mr. Lloyd George, the Lord Lieutenant of Ireland, Lord Fitzalan, the Chief Secretary, Sir Hammer Greenwood, and Mr. Winston Churchill, Chancellor of the Exchequer, have arrived in Inverness. A whole batch of cabinet ministers will reach the Scottish town early this morning, and the stage is set for what may well prove to be one of the most momentous cabinet meetings in the history of the British Empire, a meeting which may cast the die which shall determine the issue of continued peace or a renewal of war in Ireland. The situation is grave, and none realise its gravity more than the ministers themselves. But even now, irrevocable is a bad word to use. The open door may be kept ajar, but the prospects are not rosy. Government circles say that several, at least, of the ministers take the view that a point has been reached at which essay writing, which leads to no practical results, can be no longer tolerated, and their attitude can be summarised in this way. We have endeavoured to meet Ireland in a conciliatory and reasonable spirit, and we regard our offer of Dominion status for 26 counties with partition as the limit of possible concession. There must be an end to so-called negotiations which lead to nothing beyond the dictation of terms, which neither this nor any other British government can possibly accede to. In an interview yesterday, Mr. de Valera, president of Dáil Éireann, said, "It seems that it is a grievous political sin these days to keep one's eyes open. British imperial salesmen trying to sell Ireland a second-rate political margarine are very angry because we do not accept the butter label they have put on." The English press ask, "Have we the will to peace?" Yes, we have, and an ardent desire. If England is issuing an ultimatum, let it be an ultimatum. Brute force, naked and unabashed, has been used against small nations before. Eamon Phoenix editor's note. Already on August 2nd, 1921, as the truce continued, the Doyle cabinet had rejected Lloyd George's proposals. In his reply to Lloyd George, de Valera described the British offer as illusory in view of the geographical proximity of Britain, restrictions on Irish trade and defence, and the eternal fact that Sinn Féin could not admit the right of the British government to mutilate our country. In the end, the British decided to send the Republican government a fresh invitation to a conference in October without preconditions. This the Irish side felt able to accept.